Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webb?
Present.
Is there any public participation? All right, item 3, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webb?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 4, work session, the purpose of our meeting today is to discuss concerns about our levies, some reductions, and things like that that we can do. So why don't we start with that? Well, I know the Finance Committee has met last week, and maybe Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could provide us where our budget is going to be at the end of this school year.
This school year, right now, we're looking at ending balance of $457,000. And then next year, that puts us at a negative $117,000. We did the savings, the reductions were in place. The big changes that we're looking at is because the enrollment has gone down, almost 50 students this year. So we kind of kept that same prediction going forward, which is why there's a difference.
So it'll be 117 negative at the end of 220?
Mm-hmm. Again, that's looking at, hopefully, worst case scenario with
the
enrollment.
That's if the levy does not pass.
The levy doesn't pass.
The
119
stays in effect. Yes.
Yeah.
But that also,
and
for next
students
year,
don't come.
We reduced another 4 students last year in our predictions. Because
this year.
Next year, yeah. Because we are graduating a large class again. So, you know, if the new class comes in 40 students less, that puts us into that guarantee that we talked about from the state, so it would guarantee. So we kind of ran with that number being 40 less, you know, the students being down 40.
To plan on that versus plan on better and then have to go the other direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plan a worst case scenario, so that's kind of what we plan on. That's worst case scenario, levy doesn't pass, 1.9 stays in, 50 kids down again next year. That's what we end up being at.
And where are we at 2021?
Negative 975,704.
In 21.
Yes.
21.
Again, same rules there, same assumptions.
Minus another 50 students?
I think
or you kept the number
we
the
kept
same.
That number the same because that's what put
okay.
us at
right.
that, that's what put us at that state guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Now we did notice, you know, we got a big trend coming. Our, in the next 4 or 5 years, our high school is going to be down 200 kids. If you keep the class that are in place, because we're going to graduate
what,
200.
Within five years, yeah.
You know, we're going to graduate 200 plus in the next 5 years, and then the five classes behind them are like 160, 170. So we're going to be down close to 200 kids in that building. So hopefully we have some big classes coming in.
But so far we've been graduating 200, 210, and we're bringing in about 160. 170 for kindergarten.
Wow.
But I don't know if 2 years a trend makes, but we're just thinking that's the way to look at it.
So we looked at it as the Finance Committee. We looked at, the next step we looked at was if the levy passes, and we removed that 1.9 immediately, then in 2020, we'd be up 204,000. As opposed to down 117.
And then what's it look like for 2021?
We'd be at 292. In 2022, we'd be up 193. But in 2023, we'd be down 312.
That's if the income tax passes?
That's if the income tax passes and remove the 1.9. Now, that doesn't take in any inflation in that income tax. You know, the income tax levy should grow with us.
So what was the last year that we were in the black?
2022.
And we were at what?
Plus 193.
That's if the levy passes.
That's if the levy passes.
And we remove the 1.9 now, immediately.
Well, that's a given.
That's a given. That's... Well, if you, right. Well, you look at the numbers, we'd like to keep it for another year, but we understand you have to. It's a big swing.
And again, that's the same assumptions with the students, with the lesser students.
Now, we did, for grins and giggles, we threw the pipeline in. If the pipeline goes online next year, if you want to look at your numbers, if the live pipeline goes live next year, in 2021, we'd be up 611,000. In 2022, we'd be up 1.1 million. And in 2023, we'd be up 1.2 million with that pipeline money. That's if it goes online next year.
If it goes online this year, then we get it in 20.
Yeah.
Because there's a year in between.
Right.
So...
I thought the income tax was putting us in way better shape than what this is coming out. I'm confused.
It's the students.
It's the number of students dropping.
Loss of students.
That number in 2023, yes, a month ago, put us in a much better position. But in 2023, we're planning on being down 100 students more right now. That's 600 grand coming out of our...
That may or may not happen.
Which may or may not happen.
We have the new alignment coming in that may help us somewhat.
Yeah. It's our enrollment is down. Now the other thing too is we didn't include in there any inflation, like I said, inflation in that 1 point or in that income tax levy. You know, hopefully that will bring in, you know, as people make more money, we'll bring in more money as well.
Historically, would we continue to lose 40 students a year?
We haven't. We've remained pretty stagnant.
No.
But
yeah.
This is 2 years, and that's why I said I don't know if 2 years a trend makes, but I think it's something we really have to be cognizant of.
We did worst case scenario. This is worst case scenario. This is us losing another 40 kids next year, which puts us.
Because we haven't over the years, it's gone up and down, and it stays pretty consistent within 20 students here and there. This, you know, losing 50 this year was huge.
What's our enrollment in grades 1 through 4 right now?
Do I have 170 each? Let's see. Kindergarten has 161, first grade 167, second grade 169, third 180, and fourth 142.
Those are still lower than
typical.
Lower than what's leaving.
Yeah, we base everything on 200 kid class, which we've had.
Now we do have some new homes coming into town, which will, you know, we got 103 new houses being built. The next several years.
110.
Is it 110 now?
We'll take the extra seven.
We'll take whatever they want to squeeze in there. You know, so we'll see. Hopefully, see enrollment go up somewhat because of those.
For our current purposes, then, are we looking at reducing $117,000 from our budget?
Well, I think we need to address.
Take us to zero.
I think what we kind of discussed on meeting today was two things. We need to decide what's going to happen if the levy doesn't pass.
I agree.
If this levy does not pass, what's going to happen? And the finance committee came up with four options. First of all was to increase class size at the elementary level, first through fourth grade. Was that discussed that? Not touching kindergarten classes, leaving them at a smaller class size, but first through fourth grade. Increasing class size and eliminating one teacher at each grade level. So that'd be four teachers at an average of about 60,000 a year. So we take 240,000 off the budget. Second one was moving to state minimum busing, which would be no one inside 2 miles and no high school busing either. And I think you would put out around 150,000, something like that. Was that what that I read in the email?
It was two.
Could be.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
But we would lose some money.
Yeah, it's 400. It's 43,000 is about the net.
Yeah.
Because
the busing, how much of that, I know there's that, the wording out there, I guess the miss, how much is that of the busing is funded by the state?
We receive about $450,000 a year for busing.
And I think that's what that, I don't know if you saw the email Stephanie sent. We would, if we went to state minimum busing, we'd save 200, but they would take 160 away in state funding.
Because right, so so why would really, we, it doesn't make sense to
it was
do
just
that.
Something
we're still 40 ahead.
Yeah, we're
43,000.
Yeah, but I guess my question is, where I'm getting at with that is if we cut to state minimum, I mean, we already have an issue with pick up and drop off.
Right.
Yeah.
That would only enhance our issues. I don't know. I mean, I just...
And that's what we're here to discuss. That's,
you're right, but we may not have a choice. You know?
Yeah. I guess ultimately the thing that stands out to me there is the priority for us is when a child sits down in his or her classroom, what programming is there? What quality of teacher do we have in the room? What is the educational experience? The experience of getting on a bus and getting delivered to school is less significant than the school day experience that a child has. So in my mind, if we're talking about programming, an additional counselor, smaller class sizes, those by far are more important than a child being dropped off by a parent or being dropped off by a school bus.
I agree, and you know, after we spoke yesterday, I had a lot of time in the car to think about this, and I thought, what can we do that least impacts education and the growth of our students when we evaluate what we're going to cut? And for me, that's what I'm looking at.
So a couple things here, you know, you asked a good question. We were $400,000 predicted coming into 2019. And then we made cuts of 1.3 million. So you see we're at 450,000 in the black this year. So we didn't really target $400,000 that we needed to save. The goal wasn't to get to zero. It was, let's do what we need to do in order to, you know, work for our kids. That being said, you know, four teachers are $240,000 approximately. But that definitely impacts the kids more than an additional participation fee or assistant coaches or busing.
Right.
All of those are items that we can take a look at. And it's not, to me, it's not just to get to zero and balance the checkbook for a year. Right. It's because as a district, we need to be financially solvent and have some money in case we need it.
And to be able to offer kids additional programs
yes.
whenever possible. And we're not doing that. We're looking at cutting teachers right now. And I think that's contrary to what our job, our responsibility as a Board of Education is.
But on the other side of that, a big part of this levy has been, what can we get if this levy passes?
Right.
And the community speaking out, you know, electives at the high school and middle school level is something that they are interested in. So there are some things that if this passes, we can offer our students and families. That's 50% of this equation.
Right.
The other is 50 is what happens if it doesn't pass.
And looking at the numbers for enrollment, fourth grade has 142 students. If we were to cut a teacher there, which would be fifth grade next year, is that going to impact?
I believe that's already in there.
I already put that.
That's
in there.
Already in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think we could justify that going forward because there's 7 fifth grade teachers.
How many fourth grade teachers is
six?
Six, okay.
But with the license, it's not it's not necessarily that particular grade. It can be someone who's teaching in a different grade,
right.
But unfortunately, they're the most right. recently hired.
Right, right. Like we talked about, we need to decide as a board, what do we do if the levy doesn't pass, and what do we do if the levy does pass? What can we give the students back if it does pass?
I'm not sure it's giving back. I think it's adding to.
They're not
to,
giving back. Yeah. Adding to, what do they get for? Yeah, that's shut us.
Enhancing.
According to the figures that I see right here, if we actually double the pay to play, mm-hmm. and eliminate assistant 12 assistant coaches. That'll bring us back to zero. And we don't want to be at zero in 2021.
The other thing we talked about too is if you double that participation fee, and it'll be minimal, but you'll see some drop off.
Absolutely.
I think it's hard to say if it's exactly 100. That's our guess for this year based on the number of students at the
last year.
Yeah. So we're not, you know, when, which I'm not sure how many have relatives, how many do the multiple sports. That was just a guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of this year, we'll have a better number.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any idea of how much we've taken in so far? Or it's
not off the top. I looked at the other day. Yeah. I don't remember off the top of my head.
But then again, if we double for that very reason, we might be losing some of our athletes and extracurricular kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see that.
I don't either. I don't think that's a good thing either. I mean, I think for some students, this is, in fact, I know particularly for some students, you know, being in band or being in a sport is what has helped them tremendously.
Right.
Well, it goes far beyond sport or band. It goes to clubs. It goes to, you know, drama. It goes to everything.
You know, we've talked this recent trend of the whole child, and those things are key ingredients to the whole child.
Yeah.
Whether it's a Spanish club or a wrestling team or a band.
The other thing that I feel too is just my opinion, because my kids are in that stage right now. That's putting everything on one group of kids.
It is. That's
one
true.
Age group. You know, you take high school kids, you start cutting assistant coaches, and then you start doubling participation fees, and we've already taken away class fees. You know, now I'll just tell you from my experience, and I know I'm here, but like my daughter's class fees this year went to $500 because she's in all AP classes. So now she's paying for her tests. You know, I've got two kids on a, you know, pay to play. We're hitting the max at 350, but then I start seeing assistant coaches taken away. And I understand. So I'm looking at it from the outside, from somebody else, that age group is paying for everything.
You have a good perspective on it, and it's still difficult to understand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, look, you were here in the 80s when that went on.
Yeah.
And it did a lot of damage to our
sports. A lot of damage.
For a long time.
And as soon as we start, I mean, we have some wonderful coaches and extracurricular people on right now. As soon as we start taking assistance away from them, they might start looking for other positions somewhere else.
You know,
we don't want to lose the positions we've got.
Jennifer and I talked a little bit about this yesterday. Emotionally, right now, we're in a good place. We're 7-8 weeks into the school year. Our buildings are good places right now. There's a lot of energy in all of our buildings. I think people feel good about the report card. They feel good about working. And we have to remember that. And there's an element of this where there's a bottom line, but we have to do whatever we can to protect that at the same time.
Right. So.
Same token, though. I mean, we have to make a decision, and we have to let the public know.
We have to let people know. This is, you know, it's like in the Christmas Carol. This is not the things that are to be, but these are the things that could be. You know,
right.
It doesn't pass. We're gonna have to do something because legally we have to stay in the black.
So, for the sake of our kids, I think we need to be. Well, into the block.
Right. I mean, I'd rather talk about the bottom half of the page here, where what do we, if the levy passes, what can we do? I'd love to have that conversation one time.
Well, we've been able to have that.
Yeah. In theory. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go ahead for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we added 3 AP classes at the high school this year.
We're adding 2 more next year, which I think is great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Do we know how that affected our CCP classes? Are we down in...
I haven't gotten any numbers yet.
Yeah. I know it's early. So.
All they have to do is tell them what they're going. They don't have to see how many classes they're taking, so we don't get that right away.
Okay.
So we threw out 4 ideas. Busing, teachers, participation fee, and
assistant coaches.
Looking at the possibility of assistant coaches. Which one of those do we know probably sits atop our list as This, without additional funding for 2019, 2020, this will happen.
Busing for me.
Again, that's only saving going to save us $43,000, but that's on top of the list.
I think it's one that affects everybody as well. It affects the most.
That's a good point.
You know,
it doesn't really affect education.
No one likes to say it out loud, but politically, we talked about it before, you got to make it hurt. Yeah.
Well, it's going to hurt. It's going to. I mean,
it's going to hurt.
Well,
if this doesn't pass, it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt everybody.
Spreads,
it's going to hurt our.
It spreads it around where you're not just concentrating on the kids at the. You know, you're saying the kids at the high school that seem to be the ones that are taking the hit.
Yeah.
With paying extra.
And middle school too. Yeah, to some extent. Yeah, half the middle school anyway with their sports and that kind of thing.
I mean.
But
busing for me is number one. I just don't know. At some point, you can't avoid the inevitable of teachers. I mean, with class sizes being small, I mean, it's unfortunate, but if that's a bigger number.
Well, it's a bigger number, and it's a, you start getting into, like I said, we get into assistant coaches, and you start talking about numbers, you know, how many can one coach?
Yeah.
Do we know that number?
Is there a hard and fast number for that?
There traditionally isn't. I mean, with your, you know, like football, you'll tie a little bit more to numbers than, you know, girls tennis, for instance, they have one coach.
Right.
And she coaches both.
Yeah.
She did a great job, too.
Yes, she has done a great job.
Kudos for that.
So, you know, boys basketball, for instance. Varsity assistant, JV, freshman coach. So that would be one where, you know, the group would work together and say, that's a possible area where we would look for a volunteer coach, or, you know, that person's pay would be supported through another means,
right.
You know, but not through operating funds. Mm-hmm. But I talked to NCTA today, so this won't come as a surprise, you know, to let them know that this language is surfacing, you know, that without additional funding for 1920, they are aware that teacher cuts are in the forecast. And right now, you know, we talk about lower levels because those numbers are, you know, we know exactly what those numbers are.
Yeah.
Middle school and high school are built on student schedules. So that's not anything that we could really announce until, you know, student schedules are completed by May. And so if we are going at 28 in a class in, you know, pick a category, social studies, sorry, social studies teachers, history teachers, then we're not able to go into that area until then.
Right.
But if we had to make decisions today, you know, we're a little under 24 at the lower levels in each grade. And, you know, the elimination of a teacher in each of those grades, for instance, would take those averages to just below 28, which is, it's a big number.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
If anybody has ever been in an elementary classroom, it's a big number.
And then there are concerns beyond that, and I think our community would need to be concerned, because right now we have really good teachers in this school district, and they stay here for a number of reasons. They feel connected to the place. They love Norton. When you start doing things like that, that's when you start losing people. You start losing young teachers.
Right.
And obviously our cuts right now would impact those teachers the most. So there are just, you know, you say that we have to do this and we have to cut teachers, and I understand that, but it has stronger effects than some of these other items that we're talking about.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But
it's a reality.
Yeah.
And I've let the union know today that language will start to surface, and it's a reality.
Yeah.
Because really, if the only thing we cut right now is busing, that takes, we're going to still be $74,000 in the red at the end of 2021. So that's not going to do what we need to do.
No.
Well, here's my here's another scenario. 2021, if the levy doesn't pass,
yeah,
in November, and you cut busing and the four teachers for next year with 117 negative at the end of 2020, we would still be in the positive at the end of 2020 when we'd have to put another levy up, because if this one fails, we're gonna have to keep going at it.
Right.
So
wait, you said 2020, you're talking 2021 or?
Well, it would be because we were 457 positive at the end of this year.
Right.
Then next year would be, okay, and would be 2020, right?
Yeah.
19, and we were negative. Yeah, we would be. We were negative 117, so it would be estimating, you know, a positive 260.
Well, if we're still 117, we'd have to.
Or I'm sorry, not 260, 160.
And two teachers.
Huh?
For sure, to get into the black on 20, we'd have to do the busing and
that's what I'm
two
saying.
Teachers.
Yeah,
at least two teachers.
Well, but I'm saying if we do the four per grade level, that would get us.
Okay,
we're not negative. There's still a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just thinking about not trying to make all the moves at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And slowly go at it. I mean, that's. I mean, I think if we go for everything at once, that'd be a bad move.
How bad would it be to go state minimum busing in January?
I think if you're going to attach something to the levy, you almost have to do it right away. Something
because
like
if
that.
It's 2043, that gives us 21, 22.
Would that be $20,000?
Why? If we're saving 43 in an entire year, I would imagine it would be 20 grand if we have to do that in January. I mean, we don't have choice.
You
know, this is not about.
This was taken, and this was totally a guess. This is based on the numbers that Pete gave us earlier and what he told us that we would need if we went to state minimum before. The number of buses that we would need for that, the number of buses that we use now. So I took that number off, the difference. He said it was $23,000 a bus route. And then for the high school, I took 2 hours off of each driver, because that's about what they drive for high school. They're driving almost 6 hours a day, so you figure 2 hours per build or 2 hours per route. So that kind of, you
see,
know,
this would cut. This would cut high school completely.
Might as well
state
get,
minimum means
get used to it now.
It also appears to me that without the passage of this levy, we cannot afford to take the 1.9 mil away.
No.
Right.
No. So my belief is if the half of 1%, I don't know what we would do in the future, if we would even go back on the ballot in May or what our plan would be, but in my belief is that this 1.9 mil is now, or it has to remain as part of our budget, and it, that would be it.
Yeah.
So right now, with the passage of this levy, we can afford to give this back to our community. But if this does not pass, I don't think that we can ever go back to them and say the 1.9. I think this it's not a threat, it's a financial reality. To me, it's a one and done. And I don't know how all of you feel about that.
Because most likely we'd have to, if this doesn't pass, we would consider reducing something else somewhere.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, there's no way we can give that 1.9 back in the future. If we did, we'd have to go for like a 1%, you know, property taxes.
Yeah.
If we decide to go back that route, you know. I just don't think it's feasible.
So how do people feel about that component, that the 1.9 is on the November 6th ballot, and after that, we just can't afford financially to put that back out?
It's not an option anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very possible. I guess we will have to evaluate where we're at financially when the next levy goes up.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe right now, just judging by the figures that I've heard and I've seen so far, that the 1.9 stays.
So in the foreseeable future, if this levy doesn't pass, we can't anticipate pulling the 1.9 off in the future.
Right.
And adding this combo package.
Right. No, this is a one and done deal.
Are we okay to agree to that and begin to have that conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I think it has to be.
I think it has to be said.
Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Steph?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move to busing. You know, we just had some recent conversation about state minimum beginning in January.
Now, is there an option?
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
And we would have to let people know in.
Absolutely.
In November.
And how will that work contractually with the?
Well,
the drivers union?
I mean, I guess the thought is, you know, in my world, I know when we need the funding now, but we also know in 1920 we're back in the red again at, you know. What is it? -117. You know, but this year we're paying our bills. We made our cuts. So I don't know what it would save this year.
Well, it'd be an additional $20,000.
Yeah.
If we're assuming that it's half.
How does that affect our state funding?
I would assume that it would work the same way. I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
It'd be a percentage, I think, of the students. They do a.
So at the end of 20, that'd be 40.
An average ADM.
Yeah, it'd still be 60, 70 in the red. But
it's 20,000 this year and then 40 next year.
Oh, that's true. 40, so it's actually 60,000, yeah.
Right, because it's $20,000 that you haven't paid out at all.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, man.
Do we anticipate how many kids that will affect? Do we have any idea?
I have the numbers that Paulette had run earlier, but I didn't quite understand them. If I get them, will you know, Dana?
We're talking all the morning.
Say that again.
If I get the reports that she ran earlier, will you know?
I can take a look at them.
Where does the 2 mile radius start?
It's a profile.
But I mean, okay. So are all the elementary schools approved of this?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know how that affects the elementary.
Is it an individual school? Is it a central point?
Is it 2 miles from the bus garage or is it 2 miles from the school?
It would have to be two. My guess is it would be 2 miles from the school.
That's what I would say, but we better find that out for sure.
Yeah.
So elementary school kids could be bused from Mount Vernon, but not from Brentwood. Middle school kids would get bused from Mount Vernon, but not from...
So remember, we had about six areas that we made cuts, you know, including central office and the educational aides are there at the bare minimum. We are, you know, unless we would lose some special education students this year, we can't go back there. They're already, so that's why we have to look at additional things like state minimum busing, you know.
Yeah, I was just thinking, is there anything else that we haven't looked at?
That's what she gave us, but I wasn't sure about the top.
Well, everybody has contracts, so by teacher-wise, everything we're set in stone for this year.
Are we at minimum, and I know I've seen something that says we are, but are we at minimum for secretarial at our schools?
I think so.
I would think so. There's two in every building.
Except for primary.
Primary is one, probably.
So I don't know, I'm not saying I know what they do. I mean, two in every building is...
We've done it with less, and then I think this is where we settled. We had more, and then it's kind of... I know you have to have two there. There's 800 kids in the building. In all of them, except primary.
So here, this is just elementary alone. We have about 160 kids that are within two miles of the building. That's just in one building. So that would impact 160 students.
This is just like the...
160 kids in the elementary.
This is just for elementary.
Yeah.
And how would we adjust to that with pickup and drop off?
We probably would have to, I can't imagine just changing bell times, but arrival, dismissal times would probably change in order to accommodate. I mean, it would impact instructional time because we probably would have to alphabetize entry and dismissal.
Okay.
Which means you're looking at probably stopping the day sooner and then dismissing, I don't know, A through E.
Wow.
But is there an option of just reducing high school busing with that?
Mm-hmm.
That,
I mean,
was...
If we're into just... I mean, if we're into affecting our state funding, how does that... How does that
get bad? That
I'm not sure what that would do to our state funding because it just gave us the total.
Yeah.
But the savings for that is $62,000 because I'm looking at just taking 2 hours off each person because the other routes still run. But I don't know what that would do to our state funding. Because you don't have to transport high school,
right,
but yet you do get funded for transporting them.
Yeah. I mean, just...
Like a partial fund.
To be honest with you, if you threw it off the top of your head, it'd save, you know...
20?
You could save 20 instead of...
You know, we had...
419 high school students, 2 miles or under.
Wow. So if we limited... Because I'm anticipating that if you limited...
These are lists that are active. Like, this isn't just like
those
a list of...
Those were last year's lists.
Oh, last year's?
Well, that's what she gave us when we started looking. Well, that was at the beginning of this year when we were looking at doing all this.
Beginning of this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm not sure what she has in it.
My question was, is are we sure these people ride the bus?
No, we are not.
These are just students
in
our...
These are just students in our school district. Yeah.
I don't know, it seems like the more you think about it, maybe tough January if we got to change bells. And
I would say that eliminating high school busing in January would probably be an easier transition.
Now we're putting it back on the high school kids,
but
the parents.
You know, but then we're changing bus time, we're going to have traffic problems, you're going to have drop off and pick up problems. You know, that would be something that logistically was going to need some time to figure out.
Would we have a driveway in place at the elementary before this is implemented?
Not by January.
No, not January. If we didn't do it in January, but by the next school year.
Which driveway? Like the big one?
Yeah.
Oh, that I don't know.
That'd be tough. We probably get it done in the spring, but that was $100 and something.
No, I was gonna say that'd be done financially. That'd be tough financially.
Yeah, I don't think we're talking about doing that anymore.
Yeah,
we're just doing what we did.
Yeah.
And is it striped yet?
No.
No.
And we were talking about not even doing that anymore because this was supposedly going to take care of it.
Well, this takes care of our
parent
traffic.
Yeah.
So I hadn't given up on that idea, but right now that would be a totally next phase. I like the idea of the bus is not interacting with the north side of the building a lot.
Okay.
I think the driveway around the building, we're not doing that. But the turnaround inside the front is still a possibility for us.
Are we, and financially, in the PI money, I mean, there's funds there that it could be a possibility. It's a big chunk.
Yeah. I just don't know how much it is.
Well, I guess I was just asking the question that if we're going to eliminate busing, you know, how to alleviate our pickup drop off, but it sounds like adding that pavement at the end is the solution to that. So it goes back to maybe, you know, dismissing A through L at a certain time. I was just trying to think
maybe we
of how
we
look
at buses where we could shuttle, you know, the kids to the church or to something else.
But that's going to be an added cost.
It would be, but it can't be as much as driving them home. If it alleviates some of the congestion.
I think if we are doing this, then we get out of the busing business outside of the state minimum. So
Are you talking about like
first student? No, no, no. I'm talking about I wouldn't do a shuttle.
Don't transport.
Yeah.
Yeah, Porter 1 State Minimum, 1 State Minimum. Yeah. You know, doesn't make much sense to shuttle the kids to Grace Church to have their parents pick them up, you know, or something like that.
So the discussion we need to have on November 7th or thereabouts is what are we going to do about busing? And if are we going to just eliminate high school, or are we going to eliminate go to state minimum right away?
You know, I would say past practice of mid-year cuts is an incredibly difficult one. A mid-year change like this is major. And if we're choosing to do that, we better get ready.
We better start on it now.
Well, we better get ready for the effects of it, you know, when it comes, because it's damaging. It's not as, and some districts, it takes years to get past a mid-year cut. So we just mentioned today, really for the first time, about if this doesn't pass, we're going to do cuts beginning in January. I would encourage all of us to really think about that before we would say that's what we're going to do. We need funding for 19-20. That's the key. We're 117,000 in, and granted, it gives us an additional $20,000. But I would anticipate much more than $20,000 of headaches.
That's true.
In a mid-year cut.
Yeah. So, based on the proposals or the ideas, busing. I mean, obviously, the last thing that we want to do is teachers, but as far as a financial impact, it makes the most sense. So, I mean, is one and two enough, or is the group saying we need more than that?
I think that right now we're able to look at the lower levels. You know, the middle school is a school where kids change classes from bell to bell, and so is the high school. So you can have years where, for some reason, your math numbers are down, or your social studies numbers are down, or your fine arts are down. And you look at your averages and you say, we only have 18 in a class. We can afford to, unfortunately, let a teacher go.
I think you misunderstood. I'm sorry. Oh. I meant like point one and two, like busing and teachers. Are we good with just that? Or is a group, or do we need to look at more? I mean, for the November election.
Dollar-wise, is that what you're
I mean, those two would put us estimated. I know everything's estimated, would put us in the black for next year, because the other two are kind of really already hit.
Well,
outside of the
I would say both of those for certain. Now, I'm a little bigger believer in the participation fee, which is fine. I mean, we're talking openly about this. I know what sports cost. I know what travel soccer costs, and I know people will pay $1,000 for a weekend tournament. So $100 for an entire season is not a lot of money. And so to me, that would be a place, I don't think doubling it, but do we look at a $25 increase or a $50 increase? That's something that I would entertain.
That's what I would say, participation fees could increase. Doubling it kind of goes...
Doubling seems severe.
Yes.
I wouldn't double it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we're not talking about anything happening as soon as the levy. If the levy were to fail, we're not talking about doing anything right away.
Right.
No, this would be next year.
This would be for the 19-20 school year.
Conceivably, we can go out and say, we're going to cut 5 teachers. It's going to save us this much money. But we're going to go back in May. And if things work out.
I don't know about saying that we're going to go back in May.
No, I don't want to say that. But you know, that's what
just personally,
it's been a thing.
It's been a waste of money. We can't get enough people to the polls. And it costs us a lot of money to put it on.
We need to save that.
We're not making that decision today, but that's just my...
I think everyone in the community needs to know that if this doesn't pass, then we're looking at busing cuts and we're looking at teaching cuts, because
regardless,
there's no guarantee that we're going back in May.
Because I think that kind of floats around sometimes.
Yeah,
I think I like your idea of the well, I don't like the idea, but I think the additional pay-to-play participation fee has to be a part of it.
I think if you list all four of these, yeah, maybe people don't care about assistant coaches, but...
If we're listing it, though, here's my concern with listing it. If we list it, we need to do it.
Well, right.
So I don't want to list something.
I think all of them will happen. I honestly do.
So what you're saying is we're going to go for, if the levy fails in November, we're going to put ourselves, how much was the assistant coaches? It was
around 38,000.
So we're going to try to put ourselves 500,000, 400,000 in the black next year. I mean, and then at what point do we need to go for a levy? Well, if you add them all up, you have 240, 340, so you have almost 400, so we'd be about 300 and some thousand in the black for next year.
21.
On estimated cost.
But see, you still got the next year.
20. But then,
I understand we have the next year, but I'm just saying why we're going to ask for another levy, so why would we cut everything? I mean, at what point are we look bad upon as a board of saying that we're $500,000 in the black because we're axing everything right now? Why don't we give the community the opportunity to pass the levy, number one, and number two, if we can cut a few things to get us in the black to at least get to another levy year, why would we go beyond that?
I would say until the May levy, until the May levy didn't pass, we had some thoughts and visions about some things that could occur. That's where we are right now. Like, all of these things could happen heading into 1920. The busing and teachers, to me primarily, seem like that's somewhere where we have to go. And the participation fee. So I would say for us to talk about them.
We know we have given people a chance to pass a levy for over 2 years now. I don't even know when we started. I can't even remember.
Forever.
Is it the fourth one? I mean, we have given them a chance, you know, and it's like...
March 20th. I was hired on the 19th.
Yeah, but we went the year before. I had it before that. We went, you know? So, I mean, we're just kind of being backed into a corner. We don't have a choice.
But I guess going along with what I think Lewis was trying to say, or was saying, is... we need to pick one, two, three, or four things that are definitely going to happen. Let the people know this is going to happen if this doesn't pass. Are we going to do all four? Are we going to do everything but the coaches? Everything but the...
Exactly. I'm saying if we say busing is going to be cut, teachers will be cut, participation is going to go up. Potentially, further after we look at our finances, assistant coaches may need to be reduced. But I'm all about, as a board member and a part of this group, listing a couple things that are for sure going to happen. Mm-hmm. But you can't say, if you're going to reduce assistant coaches, then put it on there. But I'm just saying, or whatever arrangement, we can't say this may happen and not do it.
No, you're right. Point. If we say it's going to happen, it has to. That's what we did last time.
And we did it.
If it doesn't pass, this is going to happen. And we did it. I mean, you're right. We can't be...
I agree with you 100%. That one seems to, in this dialogue, been a little bit of an add-on. We've not... I personally have not looked at the numbers to say we can afford to cut assistant coaches. That one out of these four is something really that has come up through discussions.
But I mean, I have two daughters that play sports, and I would be more in favor of eliminating assistant coaches before I would touch a teacher. I mean, sports are very important. Band is very, all these extracurriculars are very important. But I think you could get by with eliminating assistant coaches better than I think you could get by with, you know, eliminating a teacher or increasing pay to play, because that might foreclose somebody being able to engage in sports or band or whatever it is.
I disagree. I don't have a kid in high school sports, but if you look at a coaching staff, and I'm talking about the smaller sports that don't have that much help, and you put a lot of weight on one to two people. I mean, I don't know how many assistant coaches that 38,000 makes up in which sports, but that's not a lot.
Soccer doesn't have assistants, so there was soccer was not on there.
Soccer does.
I thought they had JV and varsity. Okay, then any that had more than, if they had more than two coaches and they had an assistant, I counted them. Mm-hmm. So football, they have assistant and coordinator. So then both soccer is good. Mm-hmm. Basketballs.
So yeah, I'll talk about my sport.
It's a small impact. That's my
basketball opinion. Traditionally, probably in the last 15 years, this has been added, but traditionally it was varsity head coach, JV head coach, who was also the varsity assistant freshman coach. That's what I would look at, and just to see from a number standpoint.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a small impact, though. Okay, so I mean, we're not going to be able to avoid teaching. I'm sorry, but that's our bigger number.
Yeah, we looked at 12 coaches equaling the 38,000.
And ultimately, can we do 12 coaches? To bring Jenny, you know, my son plays soccer. There's 40 kids on the soccer team. Can we put that on one coach?
But that said, if we don't touch the $38,000 for the 12 coaches, how can we justify taking out additional teachers, taking four teachers away? If we're talking about educational value versus extracurricular.
Yeah, I would say a couple things there. One is, you know, part of it is that you have to look at a salary match. I mean, we're talking about $60,000 for one, you know, versus $38,000. And there is a safety component too. You know, as a school teacher, for me to have 28 students in my class was probably pretty average, versus 40 players, you know, running around athletically, sure, moving. There is a little bit of a safety component. I think we all know the priority. The priority is our classroom. The others are all bonuses and additional things, but
I mean, we're talking about elementary teachers. My son's in the elementary, so I can speak to it. I've been there. You add four more kids or five more kids, it sucks. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. It is a teacher. I could see where it's just added stress. However, I just don't see how we can avoid not doing that at the elementary level. If we don't, I mean, that's the biggest ticket item. It's the biggest ticket item.
And it's traditionally where, unfortunately, every district has to go. And it's where you go when you run out of money.
When, at what point in the year or the scheduling year are we going to be able to say we can eliminate a high school blank position or a junior high blank position? Is that May?
Yeah, I would say student schedules, they begin working on those in January, February. So numbers start coming through in March, and then schedules start to get built in April, but I would just have to tell both Travis or both Joyce and Ryan that it needs to be done a little, you know.
Expedite.
I think part of this is too, the reason we're financially where we're at is we've lost kids. We've lost kids at the elementary level, you know, so that makes sense that that's where you would eliminate teachers because their numbers have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like we're just hitting the elementary teachers. There is a reason, right, because the numbers have gone down, I guess is where I would put it.
It would be a completely different topic if we were at the point where we were cutting teachers at high school or middle school and we couldn't offer programs. That's not what we're talking about here.
Right.
I mean, believe me, I wish we weren't talking about it at all, but I think what's presented to us, we have to go that route. I mean... We have to.
I think if we're talking to the community too, telling them that we're cutting some assistant coaches isn't going to make a difference whether they vote yes or no, honestly.
We could put a thousand things up there. It's important to vote yes.
Getting the kids to school, yeah, getting the teachers.
Are there seven teachers at the elementary level right now? Is that what we have?
One grade has six. Fourth has six.
We have, it's 7, 7, 8, 6. First grade and second grade have 7. Third grade has 8. Sixth grade has 4. I mean, no. Fourth grade has 6.
Same as fourth grade has 6. I was going to say, wait a minute. 1. Okay. So fourth grade has 6 and then, okay.
Third grade has 8 and then first, okay, and second both have 7. So that leaves class sizes of 23.8, 24.4, 25.7, and 23.6.
Is there any, I don't know, data that supports, because I think it goes both ways, class size, whether it's harmful to student success or whether it, you know, doesn't have an impact. But I guess what stands out in my mind is the third grade reading guarantee. If we're making our classes bigger, which, and I understand this is the biggest reduction that we can make in terms of savings, but is it going to have any impact on our students meeting the third grade reading guarantee or any other benchmarks that are so important at the elementary level?
There's not really any good data that supports smaller class sizes equal student achievement. Right. It's not out there anywhere. Right. But what it does tell people is it's less individual time. You know, so right. If you have 28 kids in a class versus 23, then that teacher is able to spend less time. There are management issues. There's obviously every single assignment, you're adding five grade, you know, you're grading five more, you're adding five kids to your lesson planning. So it's wear and tear on a teacher, but there's really not a lot of data to support student achievement.
Okay.
But
just there's kind of common sense type thing. If you've ever babysat.
Yeah.
Let me tell it you. Is. You got two kids or you got six?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, there's...
And surprisingly, there's an element of too small. And, you know, that number is below 14. So really the numbers in anything that's out there is anywhere from 14, 16 kids up to about 27 or 28 that would say, ideally, those kids are performing at about the same level. So sometimes it's difficult with a class of 8 or 9, which does happen. Right. Just from a socialization and kids talking and participation, but not achieving academically.
I mean, have you really, really looked at this? I mean, is it like, are we gonna cut 2 to 4 or for sure 4 or?
All I did was look at each individual grade. I did K-4 and I did the current amount of teachers in class average. What if we cut one teacher per grade level? What would it be? What if we cut two per grade level? What would it be?
Yeah,
we were getting into some scary numbers.
Yeah, no, two would be, you know, but I'm thinking, you know, you've got 8 at third grade, but is that, you know,
the third grade has 180 kids.
180, is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
They have the highest amount
but it's
out
really
of
only 22
first through
class.
Four.
Yeah. What?
They have the highest amount of kids.
Third grade.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, this would not touch kindergarten.
I did kindergarten.
Oh, you did?
I did. I don't think Stephanie
I didn't
put it in
because we don't know
numbers.
How many kids we have there.
Okay.
I mean, if we would have 175 students come in next year, we couldn't cut a kindergarten teacher.
I mean, we have to do what we have to do, but I'm in that primary building, and I know what it's like the second those kids walk in till the second they leave. I mean, it's
intense.
You know, I taught high school English, so I could give kids a test,
right?
And I could take a breath, and those people are hardly breathing all day long. They are angels. It's a lot of work. So
yes.
When
they
you add
a deep breath,
like yes, they're saints. So it hurts to talk about it, but I know that it's a place where we at least have to take a look.
Okay.
Well, I think we just make it clear it's going to be elementary teachers. I don't know, maybe that's, it's going to be elementary teachers because that's...
Well, I think right now, to me, it could be middle school and it could be high school.
Okay, middle school, now you've seen that. What about this teaming thing? Can we save by eliminating teaming? I know, everybody thinks it's very valuable, whatever, but, you know, if you're going to come down to it, and we get rid of that, and we can get rid of, say, 4 teachers, not get rid of, but, you know, if 4 people retire, we don't have to replace them, you know. I don't know how, because we haven't talked about that in a long time. We haven't talked about that, so.
I don't have an answer to the teaming. Yeah.
So would this be safe to say that busing's for sure, teachers in general, then? I mean, is that?
Yes. We are going, we're looking at additional busing cuts. We're looking at additional teaching cuts.
But I think we have to be more specific instead of, if we're going to say additional busing cuts, then what is that?
Right, on the busing for sure.
Yeah, I think we need to tell them.
Yeah, the busing for sure would be state minimum. Anybody within 2 miles.
We need to know what that means.
What does that mean for the people who have kids within 2 miles of their building?
When we did it before, it was driveway to driveway.
Oh, it's not building.
No, we did driveway to driveway. So if they were in primary, like if they went to primary, you would go out 2 miles.
From primary.
From primary driveway.
Okay.
Or if we could use that driveway up there for primary going that direction.
So that could potentially result in some kids out of the same family getting bused and some not because of where the elementary is.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And we were so very the specific. School. If you're living, next door neighbor sometimes didn't get it because of where their driveway is.
You could have
at.
A first grader and a kindergarten kid at primary who live over here. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, first grader.
So, you know, it's Mount Vernon, it's Stonewick.
Norton.
You can't make exceptions.
Brentwood.
No.
I mean, 2 miles almost goes out to our allotment. That's out there.
Well, from here, to from here. 2 miles. So, you know, it's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so state minimum busing.
Mm-hmm.
And
2 miles into high school.
At least a minimum of 4 teaching positions.
Do we put a number on it or just.
I said you gotta put a number on it.
I think you have to give an idea.
Yeah.
I'd say 4 teachers at the elementary level.
You could say
I agree
a
with a minimum of 4.
Minimum 4 teachers.
An increase in pay to play or pay to participate.
Mm-hmm. And then potentially.
Well, this is potentially, but.
Well, it's not if the levy doesn't.
Well, true.
I don't know if I would even add.
Just leave it out.
Add that.
Top 3.
Yeah.
Just the top 3.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was thinking the whole time, is to hit it home and just execute it. I mean, I hope we don't have to. Believe me.
I think the thing to remember is last time, $1.3 million is a lot. And it's hard to go back into those areas. I mean, there are no central office positions remaining.
Right.
No, there aren't.
We talked about the aides.
We can't reduce maintenance anymore.
We can't reduce, I mean, our maintenance right now, we have 4 buildings and 2,500 kids, and we have 3 people on our maintenance team. Like, it's...
Oh, boy.
And half. Well, half.
Yeah.
Really?
My goodness.
And I know they're stretched thin right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to a couple of them.
Yeah.
So, what is our plan then for disseminating this? Because we need to let the public know.
I think our board meeting next week has to come out.
You
were going
to prior to that
talk about doing a video and get it on the district website.
The board meeting, the shoot is planned for the 9th, which is after the board meeting, just from a time standpoint. But I mean, I can put it out to.
I think the sooner the better.
To our families.
I mean, we only have a few weeks, 4 weeks before the election?
Voting has started.
Has it?
Mm-hmm.
No, the 6th.
No, I was going to say after the 6th, yeah, because that's the last day you can register.
I mean, I can use all of our social media.
Oh, 9th?
You know, Facebook is going to, we'll have to put it out there and then bear it.
Right.
Because that's the place where people will.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Respond, which is fine. And I can put it out through our parent emails. We ended up with almost, I think we're up to 388 SurveyMonkey responses.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
good. So good sample.
Good.
Yeah.
So that came through Facebook and through the emails. So I'll put something together get it out to everyone, and then
we emailed home that video. You know, if we can email that to them.
Yeah, yeah. We're next week. We're gonna shoot that.
Okay.
I
think that's good.
All right.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the other question.
Are we ready to move on? Did you have a...
No. If the levy passes.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
Are we going to put some things out there that we're going to do?
Those are already all out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we can certainly do those, and I'm planning on talking about those.
Okay.
I'm going to close the SurveyMonkey this Friday.
Okay.
But, you know, we have top choices along with our own feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So security in the buildings was the top choice on the SurveyMonkey. We've talked about it, and I think that we're going to talk a little bit about it today.
Correct.
Another popular choice is technology. And I think that that's a vague way of looking at it. You know, like the one-to-one is a little out of reach right now.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about $500,000 investment for a district to go one-to-one where every single child has a Chromebook. But, you know, for us to secure additional technology as an option, people felt strongly about electives at the high school and middle school. So that would bode well for our AP classes. We're seeing a presentation today on the Pathways program. You know, from Barberton,
right.
That we saw last year,
yeah.
At the, was that the family engagement?
Yes.
And we liked that one, so I'm excited to hear him this afternoon. So that's something that we could bring. Ryan and Amy and I just toured the old weight room at the high school, just to take a look at, that's a good space for this school district. And we have some options there.
You know, very generic.
It's a very generic room right now. So, you know, our options are, you know, a school within a school is a possibility there. A makerspace is a possibility there. We need additional conference rooms or office spaces. There are some things that we can do there.
What are you referring to when you say a school within a school?
So a school within a school primarily, you know, we're discovering in our educational world, probably more kids than ever before, that struggle within the high school life that we all experience. The social setting, the academic setting, they're not built to do school the traditional way. So it's, whether it's an online school where they can come in, they do their schoolwork, they remain Norton students, they don't have to go somewhere else. It's a required teaching position or positions, but primarily kids may come to school from 9 to noon and they're going to work on 4 online classes, and then, you know, they don't have desire or maybe the ability to do lunch and phys ed and key club.
Or even just change classes.
Change classes. They are not built to do that. So schools have embraced that more than ever before and provided alternative education within their own school system.
And that would eliminate funds that are leaving, right?
The goal is it eliminates, you know, a child's need to go somewhere else. And you serve them right there in your building. So. All right.
Are we ready to move on to B, district security measures?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we have talked about, in response to part of our safety plan, we've talked about a number of components, and one of those continually has been officers in the building. And I'm proud of the fact that we've continued the conversation, whether it occurs or not. It's always good dialogue. And I met with the chief. The chief came to the operations committee, and outside of the SRO, which I believe they feel is still the best plan, and I think other schools probably feel that's the best plan as well, the idea of off-duty officers being in our school buildings surfaced probably 2 months ago. Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Primarily because some other districts went there. So that dialogue has continued here. And so I'm ready to provide the plan to the board to see how the board feels. There's a three officer plan with the start date of October 16th. There's a two officer plan with the start date of October 16th. I know Cindy talked last time that we probably would need to take these totals and extend them throughout the entire year. I don't know if officers in the building are tied to a levy. I don't know that. I would imagine in some way they are.
They're tied to the budget, that's for sure.
They're tied to the budget for certain. So we just received a grant from the Attorney General's building for over $14,000 to be spent on safety. That certainly would qualify for spending for this. You know, the two officer plan, as you can see, would cost the district $19,712. So for us to experiment with having officers in the building, evaluate it, get administrative feedback, get parent feedback, kid feedback, and spend $5,000 for the rest of the semester, that's a possibility. We could save that $14,000 and the district commits to $19,000 and spend that $14,000 elsewhere. But here are the financial figures for both of those plans.
With respect to that grant, I know it was a one-time, but I think, I mean, there's been talk about the state awarding monies for districts for safety and security. Do we have any idea that that might come around again?
No. Traditionally, if we were banking on that, if they do provide school districts money for that, they will be taking away from something else.
Yes.
That's just the way they operate.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, right now it's a hot topic, but an important one. So, it's a challenging conversation. It really is, but we've talked about it for a long time. The community, that those that chose to do the survey, I want to say it was either 38% or 39% rated it as their top choice, and the next highest one was 14%. So,
I think we all like the idea of it. I just, how can we do it? Is the question. And maybe we try it and use that money that was awarded and put it to that, and then it costs us less than $5,000 to do it, but that's only to the end of the semester. Correct. I think if we do it, we have to commit to continuing it.
Just figure out the second half is $40,000. So
for two officers or for
two? For two officers, if it's 90 days, I just went by 90 because we have 180 school days, so I don't know if that's correct or not.
Should be, yeah.
So 40 plus, so we're talking, this to plan is $60,000 for the rest of the year, which, you know, just the financial person takes us up to almost $200,000 in rent. But, you know, we do need to do something. We absolutely do.
I mean, I don't know. Did Chief Del Sandro, did he put this together?
I put this together.
I mean, I love this. I mean, obviously three and two, but I mean, at the end of the day, when we initially talked about it, you know, one officer that, you know, I mean, right here we're splitting these, and obviously he agreed to, you know, an officer splitting them amongst buildings, and it looks like be at certain places for good reasons. You know, and you know, NES for when school starts or buses arriving and things of that nature. I mean, my theory is you can put it in and take it away, but you can't, if we stick this to the levy and the levy doesn't pass, how are we gonna, it goes back to saying what we do. We would never be able to do it if we attach it to a levy. You know what I mean? We can put police officers in our building starting October 16th, the levy fails, and we can say, well, we tried it, you know, it worked out. We had a
I think that's the wrong message. Yeah, I think I agree with what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't put it to a levy and say, if the levy fails, we would never be able to try it out. Because well, where'd you get the money? You know?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So yeah. that's kind of my thought. But do we have to start with two? Do we start with one? I don't know. That would be my suggestion, just from a financial aspect. But since we have the money, two may be a...
I have two thoughts about that. If we are doing one, to me, that would be a beginning full year SRO, and we implement that program. The idea behind two is now this person's going to be at, these two people are going to be full time at NHS and NMS, and then strong appearances at the other places. So all four buildings are going to get a pretty good taste of what this is like, you know. Joyce and Travis and the other teachers at the middle school can tell us, hey, we feel the presence. It's making a difference in our kids' lives. Our kids are talking about it. They like it. There's a safety component there. I worry about one person, unless we're in a full-fledged SRO, been trained, and we're implementing a plan, being able to do that.
I guess I'm not sure I understand. Or go along with that, because I know when we looked at an SRO, the cost of an SRO was a lot higher than this.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go with these two police officers, there's no guarantee that we're going to get the same two people.
We won't.
Right.
Basically,
so I guess I don't see the correlation between, if we're going to go with one, then it has to be an SRO.
The SRO comes with full SRO training.
Right.
And so I'm not sure one person who's doing hourly is going to have all of that developmental background. I don't know that, but...
Can't we be somewhat selective with the years of experience of someone who takes this position?
It's bid.
It's what?
It's a bid process.
Oh, so it's a bid, okay.
To give you an example, right. I mean, it's Wrecker. I mean, it's out there now. We have Norton police officers working at Copley.
Right.
So we could, you know, obviously a Norton officer could potentially have first dibs at picking up that ship, but if we don't have anybody, somebody's going to pick it up. So it could be Barberton, it could be Copley, it could be Doylestown.
So we're paying the bill. We don't have a choice on who we get.
That's how it works.
There are some expectations.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
Chief would like for Norton police officers to be in here. So it most likely will be, but we will never not have somebody. You follow me?
Yeah.
And it's typically going to be the same group of people because they're going to be coming off shift and filling. You'll
kind of get a rotation down.
Right.
The same group
right.
of people.
I guess my vision for one is that SRO. If the district is going with one officer, we're going with an SRO plan. If we're doing an hourly plan for budgetary purposes right now, to me, from an experiment standpoint, you split the buildings with two people.
With one officer on this one here, if he's rotating from building to building at, you know, drop off and pick up time is all he's gonna be there for. I mean, that's pretty much almost it's 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon. I mean, that's the majority of the day.
Yeah.
There's 6 hours, 8 hours here.
I look at this, I mean, two officers on an hourly basis is cheaper than what an SRO would be when we looked at those figures
a couple of years ago.
A ton.
Way 70 cheap. Or 80 for one.
It's not a financial comparison
this is
80, at all.
No, it's not.
For two. No.
This is probably 80 for two. It's going to be $80,000 a year. Because the second half is 40
on
a full year, but
right.
because we're not doing a full year.
But so. Like you said, Jennifer, in one of your emails, and we've talked about it before, is the SRO and that relationship that they do build.
Right.
I think that this is a good transition if we can financially afford it, but our ultimate goal, if a levy were to pass and we have the funds to do it, would be do an SRO and then maybe support with a part-time. You know what I mean? If we can afford it. But because that... It's proven SROs in every district just have that relationship with students, families. Things change. People notice change with an SRO.
And I think the two hourlies too, you know, we learn from one another. And this is what's happening in some other local districts.
Okay.
and they're finding success with it. So I don't know any of them that are doing one hourly covering multiple buildings. I think that this gives our kids a chance to see an officer in the building in uniform, get a feel for that. We can talk with our teachers, and they may tell us it's making a huge difference. Thank you. Or, you know what? We're at a point right now where we feel great. And then that would be the place where we might say, you know, things have gotten better in our world, and we can't do this for right now. But this gives us a little taste to see.
It's my phone. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm not
answering it. We're all looking at
it. I know, he's looking around. Whose is it? Mine. I'll fess up.
But another option is, again, we talked a little fearful of tying it to a levy, but November 7th is a date that we could start this if we chose to do that. I put October 16th because during one of our meetings we talked about, let's get this out there right now and see how it feels. See how it feels to our community and some good positive feelings about it and start getting some results.
I don't think that we can tie this to a levy. I think if this is something that we're going to do, that it's in place and it's there. It's part of our budget.
Well, we're going to have to find somewhere else to cut.
Right. I mean, we've talked about doing this for a long time, but we've never had this option.
No.
Right.
No, we didn't. We didn't have this before.
Agreed.
The other option is just, you know, it's hard not to tie it to a levy, but I know I don't think
But we can tie it to budget.
I don't know.
We're going to have to. I mean, we don't have a choice.
We have to tie it to budget.
We have
to. So our words with our community is, we can do this for right now. We're in a place right now where we can take a look at this in our buildings and see how it feels to everyone in that building. And
we
we'd like
tie it to this grant.
And tie it to the grant.
Yes.
And we'd like to keep it.
Right.
I agree. But there are budget concerns in this school district, and you know, then the decision is, do you have an officer or do you have a teacher? You know, those
That's
are the
exactly.
decisions that would surface eventually if the levy doesn't pass.
Right.
You know, I would say right now we can take a look at this for semester. I mean, for $20,000, we can take a look at it
well,
and see
less
how it
than,
feels.
Less than what we have.
Yeah.
Is that?
That was Cindy's figure
okay.
for two.
Okay.
That
yeah.
was just
for the entire.
That year. Was the yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'd all love to see police officers walking through our buildings. I think it might make a difference for a lot of our kids.
Yeah. I do. But I'm with everybody else is, it's good right now, but financially if you can't afford it, then.
I guess it'd be hard to say, okay, we're gonna do this right now.
Oh,
can't afford it, gonna take it away.
But we're doing that with a lot of things heading into 1920.
Right.
And this is one of those items.
It's just like busing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're offering it right now, but when you can't afford something, you can't. And believe me, education's important, but our teachers, our students, as we all agree, have to feel comfortable in those buildings, which I think they do, but we're just in an odd place right now.
We are.
Yeah. Socially.
Right.
I mean, I think it's a huge advantage and would be a big step for this board and our, as a group, to our community of taking a step forward to accomplish that and just continue our path. I mean, hopefully financially we can afford police officers all the time, extra counselors. Those are things that are important today.
You know, real world stuff from people that are much smarter than me in these areas, those people feel that the opioid epidemic and some other things that are impacting our families we've not seen the worst of it. The experts, these are the people that study this, and they feel like as if we're in a better place with it right now, but next year's kindergarten students, for instance, are considered to be the worst victims of the crisis. And so their modeling of behavior and everything that they have dealt with from birth through fifth grade or through kindergarten, we still haven't reached our I'm talking Northeast Ohio. Right. These are Northeast Ohio experts. Yeah. We have not reached our low point. So the conversation about police officers in buildings and additional counselors in buildings and programs, this is sometimes not everyone understands the need for it and how we've changed. We are in a crisis moment in our society with so many areas, and this is something that's hit our schools. It's why schools have to talk about police officers and additional counseling. Our kids are less equipped than ever before to come and know how to do school. Does that mean we don't have great kids? No, we have amazing kids that go to school here, but our youngsters are less equipped than ever before.
Mm-hmm. So is this something we need to vote on, or?
I would say don't.
Or vote on now?
Not today.
Or,
But Monday.
Vote on it Monday. Okay.
So could we could put this out there. It's a fact that it's going to cost us less than $5,000 or right around $5,000 for a semester.
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct.
I think that's important. I mean, that's the grant is nice to have.
Do we apply for that grant, or is it a given? I haven't
We have to let them know by November 1st how we're using the money.
Yeah, it was per student, right? So much per student.
What's that?
That's kind of...
This is acceptable.
It said any safety.
It said any safety, yeah. It said could be used towards an SRO, anything.
But that's kind of not really the true picture, because if we put this in and leave it, it's going to cost us another $40,000 for the rest of the year.
We're saying right now.
I know, but...
I would think
if we put this in, I don't see it. You see us taking this out at the end of December?
No, I wouldn't personally.
Okay,
no.
So that's what I'm saying.
It's not in December.
It's not costing us $5,000. It'd be costing us $45,000.
But I'm saying to get it started, don't know. We got to show as a board where we're saving money to try to make things happen. Mm-hmm. If it's $2,000, $10,000, $15,000, we got to make sure that the community knows that there's money that's helping reduce this cost right now. The other thing is, and I didn't ask Chief at our operations meeting, but is there a potential of another grant? You know,
he said he wasn't sure. I thought you did ask.
Well, I did, but I guess I didn't get in depth as I would like, but yeah, I mean, there may be some other opportunities to help offset some of this cost.
But see, and I know this is important, but I think more and more important is money putting toward counselors that can actually one-on-one with kids that have the absolute training on how to handle some of these social problems.
He says that about kindergarten, that's what you just can't think of.
That's what I'm more of the social, you know, so we got to keep in mind, we spend money in this, we don't have money for that, you know, potentially, whatever, but
I would say, and you know, the people have spoken and we feel it. I almost feel as if this levy passes, you know, we take a look at some immediate help, you know, in that area, even if it's for an additional semester. Our people, everyone works hard. Everyone in this room works hard. Our school counselors right now, you can't understand their lives from the moment they get here until the moment they leave. They are needed. I'll just leave it at that.
Meeting where they talk was very eye-opening.
Yeah. They are so needed.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's
right
where
now.
We need, that's where we need to put some money.
Yeah.
And especially, yes, if the levy passes, then we do something right away. But you know, I just, you know, I'm a financial person, but you know, the more we do this kind of stuff, the less we have money for that kind of stuff. So, in the long run, if it doesn't pass, so.
I'll agree with you and say, if it would come to a decision between counselors and police officers, I think I know how I feel. I'm a believer in preventative.
Right.
I do believe that. Yeah. You know, right now we're in a position where we can take a look at both. You know, because of the grant, we can take a look for a semester and then put in some money for second semester and then revisit it. See where we are with it.
So are we saying we want to start the 16th, or are we going to wait till November 7th, or what is the...
I think since we're not going to tie it to the levy, we should start the 16th.
Okay. I think it's starting it before the levy is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I really do.
Are we going to have people say, wait, you're going for additional money and you're doing this levy?
But it's paid for by the grant.
I understand.
It'd be explained.
But,
Well, I think part of it too is the dialogue has always been on our plate, and it's always been on our plate, and maybe when August rolled around, it would have been a little rushed decision. We've continued to explore other districts and their plans, and we've just now reached a consensus that this is what we want to do. We feel, you know, we feel the need of the high school for a lot of reasons.
Right. Well, in light of all the cuts we've made too, there's a reason. Right. I mean, we've made all those cuts not to stay in the black, but so we can do stuff like this.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, some of the community spoke about levy, you know, the prior levies and things that we've done. Not that they're not spending any money towards safety, you know, and
which we have.
I understand,
but they don't see it,
right? Really. And I think the presence of a police officer or two in our buildings is going to make an impact and change some things.
It's more tangible. It's
right.
They like it.
It's more visible. They don't see the half a million we put into the office at the elementary school.
Right.
You know.
Right.
This has to be in 4-hour increments. Is that right?
Minimum of 4.
Minimum of 4. So you could do 5.
You could do 5. You could do 6. Yeah. I mean, we talked when I was talking. I was talking 8. But if you guys, I wasn't in your conversation with the chief for how you guys figure this out. So.
I think
it's arrival and dismissal.
Arrival and dismissal are crucial, and they both are adamant about our path.
I agree with that.
Let our students know that we will have police officers out on that path on a daily basis. And we're looking at cameras for the path.
I still think we need cameras. That was my
cameras and lights.
Yeah.
Well, lights are crazy expensive.
Well, couldn't we do solar lights?
We could probably do some solar light out there.
Or we could just rotate from the flashlight.
Yeah.
You're up today.
There's some options.
Well, during this time period for the next 2 months, I'm in hunting mode, so I'll be out there with my flashlight.
At 4 a.m.
Little scope is over.
As long as I have written permission to hunt here.
Lewis's deer stand out on the path.
That's right. As long as you're up there, Lewis, keep an eye on the path.
And get in deer.
That's okay.
All right. All right, so I'll put something together for the email and social media and prepare to talk about next Monday.
Yes.
And then I'll contact the chief about the two-person plan.
Yeah, okay. It's only 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Good, thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for accommodating this schedule. With that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.